That's Shania Twain there, and giddy up. Let's talk Anti-Gel. It kicks off tomorrow for 3 weeks. It offers a huge selection of shows and events all in and around Geneva. There's music, there's sports, there's art, and just general fun stuff like a roller skate party tomorrow. And just to give you a sense of what's going on, here's Eric Linder. He's the festival director for Anti-Gel to tell us all about it.
It's going to be 3 weeks in 50 locations and over 100 shows. So just to give you an idea of the extent of the intensity of the event, so pretty much every day for 3 weeks, there's going to be at least 1 or 3 shows. And you will travel across the area. So we have to say that Anti-Gel is a kind of tour operator, and for 3 weeks. So let us take you on a journey.
Talk to me about some of those locations then, because this is always something that I love about Anti-Gel, is finding these weird and wonderful places.
Yeah, so there's really quite a few new places, like every year. I mean, there are some classics. You know, we always organize concerts in swimming pools. So there are 2 nights of concerts in the swimming pool of Vernier. And so rock concerts, but also kind of neoclassical evening with people will be seated and enjoying music in the pool, but also inaugurating a new cultural space in Verrier, where you will have Vieux Farcatou, this genius guitar player from Mali. But you can also go to the village of Céligny, and this is in French, sur les pas de Richard Barton, on the track of Richard Barton, because Richard Barton, this huge Hollywood star, English actor, actually lived for the last 20 years of his life in Céligny. And we are organizing a special event that's going to happen in Céligny. It's a kind of show that is built on some testimonies of people that met him while he was still alive and living in Céligny. And actually, not many people know that he is actually buried in this small graveyard, which is really quite an amazing location, super small location, super discreet. And so this project will be quite special.
And so are you taking us to the graveyard?
Yes. Actually, the show is starting at the village hall, where there is going to be 2 actors that are going to play different parts of the life of Richard Burton, and also from it's actually a show that we're going to write. It's kind of a theater show, and then actually the actors will take the audience on a walk from the village hall through the graveyard, and there's going to be a kind of procession. And I don't want to say everything about this project, but it's going to be quite an adventure.
Trust Anti-Gel to put on an event in a graveyard. Doesn't surprise me at all, Eric, after all the years that we've talked about Anti-Gel. Now, we've talked about Grand Central in the past. Is this being kind of your base? There's always been Grand Central, but now there's the Central Express.
It's we like to always try new directions, explore directions, and the idea with the Central Express is it's a project where at the center of the project there is mobility, meaning how can you travel inside the city. And with the Le Mans Express, the Seva train that, you know, a lot of people know, but not everyone actually uses that train inside the city. So we kind of imagine, and the idea and the concept of having 2 locations. One location is in Les Eaux Vives, right across the rue, the Eaux Vives train station. And there's a location, which is quite funny because this is the location where people went to have the vaccination for the COVID. So we transformed the COVID area into a club, bar, and there's going to be music and DJs and live and drinks and in this transformed warehouse, and on up to 2 o'clock in the morning. And from 2 o'clock in the morning, people can just go walk across to the train station, 1 minute walk, and then 8 minutes by train with the Seva, and we go to the other area that is a club that starts from 2 o'clock until early in the morning.
And whereabouts is the roller skate party? Because I know that that's all on the opening night.
Yes, this year it's all based around the train station of Les Eaux Vives. And inside the train station, there's a kind of location that is actually up to now not open to the general public. So we are going to transform the train station into a roller skate party event. And that's going to be on the opening night on the 3rd of February.
Of course you are. Listen, Eric, when it comes to coming up with all of these different events and the locations, where do you start? Do you and the team just sit down scratching your heads around a big table and think, where would we like to nose around?
You know, actually, Antigel is my work for a big part of the year is really going and meeting the people in the different communes, you know, in the different counties. There are 45 counties in Geneva. So I would say for 3 months, pretty much, I am meeting all the people in the, you know, head of, you know, the politics in the different communes. And we are having discussions about different insides, stories and stuff about the commune. And then also in the same time, I'm really traveling, exploring, making photos, I'm just being curious, you know,
yeah.
And so I do this for 3 months. And so through now 13 years of doing it, we've constructed a huge base, like a huge list of locations. And every year I bring new ideas. And then every year we start from the location, and the location inspires what we will do there.
I love that. Eric, thank you. Like you say, you're curious. It's a really, really great event for anyone that's curious about what else is out there in and around Geneva, a wonderful festival to go and explore whilst enjoying some great music, some big names that you're bringing over this year. Thanks so much for telling us all about the festival.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us, and have a great day.
Eric Linder there, Festival Director for Antigel, which kicks off tomorrow. On the programme, we've got Skullcrusher, Lady Blackbird, Phi Baba, Damien Rice, and even a night called the Led Zeppelin Symphonique, where the orchestra of Swiss Romande will play Led Zeppelin songs all night. There's so many events on the programme. Check it all out at antigel.ch.